From Spark and Anvil and Machine Forge, this is Augur and Cleave in Chapter 1 of the Machine Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. After the girl had moved the great block with pry and ramp and hoist, she thought she understood simple machines. Then two more rolled up, a screw and a wedge, and they looked nothing like the gentle ramp she'd just used.
"Bet you think we're something totally different," said Augur, the spiraling screw. "Bet you can't see the ramp in us," said Cleave, the sharp splitting wedge. The girl squinted. A screw and a wedge? Ramps? They didn't look remotely alike. But the two of them were grinning the grin of a very good secret about to be told.
"Watch closely," said Augur. "We're both the same old friend, just in a costume." Augur went first, spinning slowly, because the screw is the sneakiest disguise of all, a ramp wrapped around a pole. "Take a long paper ramp," said Augur, "a nice, gentle triangle slope. And now wind it around a pencil, round and round." And Augur showed her. The slope, wrapped into a spiral, became the threads of a screw. "That's all I am, a ramp, wound up. My spiral threads are just an inclined plane going round and round instead of straight up." Augur turned, biting down into a block of wood. "So when you turn me, you're really walking something up a ramp, but the ramp is coiled, so instead of a long slope stretching away, it's a long slope packed into a short spiral. You turn the long, easy round and round way, many turns, and I move deep into the wood the short, forceful way. Round and round becomes step and step." Augur sank deeper. "It feels like magic, a screw gripping into wood, but it's just ramp wearing a spiral coat. The same less force, more distance bargain, wound up small."
Then Cleave drove forward, splitting a block clean in two, because the wedge is the other disguise. Two ramps back to back that come to you. "And me," said Cleave, "take two ramps and put them back to back, sharp edges meeting. That's my shape, a wedge." Cleave pressed its sharp edge into a block. "But here's my twist on the trick. Pry and ramp stay still while the load moves along them. I do it backwards. The load stays still and I move into it." Cleave drove forward and the block split apart along the two sloping faces. "When you push me forward, a long, forceful shove straight ahead, my two ramp faces turn that forward push sideways, shoving the wood apart to either side. The longer and thinner I am, a fine, sharp blade, the more easily I split, but the farther I have to travel in. Same bargain again. I trade the distance I travel forward for the force I spread sideways." Cleave split the block clean. "An axe, a knife, a chisel, even your front teeth. All of us are just two ramps, back to back, moving into the thing instead of waiting for it." The girl looked from the spiraling screw to the splitting wedge, to the plain gentle ramp still leaning on the wall, and the secret clicked all the way into place. They were the same idea, wearing three costumes.
"Good spiral," said Cleave. "Good edge," said Augur, and that was the deeper marvel, bigger than any one machine. Underneath the screw's spiral and the wedge's blade and the ramp's plain slope was one simple thing, dressed three ways, the inclined plane, trading distance for force. Once you can see it, you start spotting it everywhere, in a spiral staircase, a mountain switchback, a zipper's little wedge, the threads of a jar lid, the blade of a plow. The world of machines stops looking like 100 unrelated gadgets and starts looking like a handful of simple ideas in 1,000 clever disguises. And learning to see the familiar thing hiding inside the strange one, the ramp inside the screw, is a kind of X-ray vision that never switches off once you've got it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter,
written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Augur and Cleave. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.